Support for KNKX comes from the Tacoma Pierce County Chamber and Broadway Center, presenting the national tour of Sue's Tech Kitchen August 23rd through 26th at Tacoma Armory. A STEM-fueled adventure where participants can snack on science with 3D-printed s'mores, edible chemistry experiments, robots controlled by candy, and more. Tickets and information at BroadwayCenter.org.
Time now for Food for Thought here on KNKX. And Dick Stein had great luck with his pepper crop this summer, but he tells KNKX food commentator Nancy Leeson that maybe it was a little too much luck.
Well, Nancy, I say shishitos, and you say...
Shishito. Look it up, Stein.
I've seen it both ways. Anyway, I got a lot more anyway, than I can use.
Stein, I have this to say to you.
What?
Repeat after me. I slid a sheet, a sheet I slid, upon the slid a cheat I sit.
I could try that, but not on the radio. Anyway, either way, shishito or shishito, I grew a lot more of these peppers than I can use. And I also grew some Spanish padron peppers. The fun thing about both of them is that they're really mild peppers, or supposed to be, but 1 in 10 is hot, so you can play pepper roulette because you can't tell by looking.
I did that just last week, having bought a bunch of them at the farmer's market. I love those things, and you're right. Mac and I sit across from one another, and then one of us' face will get red all of a sudden. So.
Well, you know, a funny thing happened with the padrones. Maybe I just left them on the plant too long and let them get a little too mature because they're bigger than the ones I've had in the past. They were all hot.
And that would explain it, Stein. The longer you leave them on there, the hotter they're going
to
get.
They don't like to be kept waiting.
We've had such a warm summer that even I am growing peppers, and I can't grow anything except herbs. I kill everything. But I did buy a small serrano pepper plant that is going gangbusters, which I love, because this is the time of year when I really like to shop for peppers, and now I can actually grow some as well. I probably should pickle them so that I can just be able to use them as needed, pull them out of the refrigerator. That's a real good idea, I think. And I've done that before with Thai bird chilies, which I buy in the store in mass quantities sometimes, generally selling them in a package. And what do I do with the other 90 that I don't need?
Those little Thai bird's eyes got a bad attitude, which is why I love them. You know, I use one or two, whatever it is I need, and then just put the rest in the freezer. I've had a bag in there now for a year, and when I take a few out, they're still fine. I've had a good time with the peppers. I have managed to use them. I've grilled some of the shishitos and the padrones, tossed them with some olive oil and a sprinkle of coarse salt. They were terrific that way. And I also made that green pepper with shrimp filling dim sum. I've still got a ton of them and more being produced all the time. I gave some to the neighbors. I brought some in here to the station.
You know, in my house, I always seem to have at least one sweet bell pepper in the fridge, because I regularly make a simple salad with feta and cucumbers and kalamatas. This week, we tried it. Instead of using kalamatas with the peppers and the cukes and the feta, we used sweet green grapes cut in half. Man, that was delicious. That, like, play of salty and sweet.
Yeah,
terrific.
I guess it would be good for a normal person.
Kind of
makes
right.
me want to run screaming. You just gave me an idea, though. I could stuff some of those big padrones.
How big are they?
I don't know, about the size of a mouse.
From the head to the tail?
No. A computer mouse.
Okay. Whether you're growing your own or shopping for them.
And there's a huge variety of them at the farmers markets.
This is the season for peppers.
Especially given recent weather conditions, you can have smoked peppers, and you can get them smoked while they're still on the plant. And check this, Nance. I ran into singer Gail Pettis at a KNKX event just this weekend. She was just back from Chicago, and guess what she brought me?
Don't tell me.
That's right. A bottle of that kryptonite green Chicago hot dog relish. And when she bought it, she said, the guy said, well, if you're going to bring them back this, you got to bring the sport peppers, too. We're having Chicago dogs tonight, Nance. And we won't forget the red hot pepper. Thanks, Gail. With KNKX food talker, Nancy.
What am I, Gail? Chopped liver?
Leeson.
He's Dick.
The capsaicin king over here.
Stein.